Peace, family. Welcome to the Black Abyss. Today's message is self-image. Self-image, the ability to return the power back to ourselves in order to be the selves that we desire to be. The ability to validate our own feelings in order for us to tap into our own happiness. Most people do not know what makes them happy. Their idea of happiness is coming from the masses, the outside world. And the outside world is imprinting that idea of happiness into our mental womb, where we are birthing their ideas and we are birthing the desires that they want. So what we have to do is tap back into our own productivity. So someone asked me, you know, what do you consider being productive? It is thrown around. The word itself is being thrown around. I say, what do you desire to do? If you could be anywhere with any amount of money at this moment, what is it that you will desire to do? So, do you want to read a book today? Do you want to start a new poem today? Do you want to redecorate your home today? That is the productivity. It is what you, the individual, desire to do to serve itself, to serve yourself. Everything is about the inner reality. So, please do whatever it is that you need to do to validate yourself. Dress how you feel. How would you like to experience life today? The mind is always asking you. You are not a prisoner here. What would you like to experience? Where do you want to be? You know, with no one being present, what is it that you will desire for your hair to look like? What is it that you will desire to wear today that to make you feel good? You know, we must remove other people's projections from our reality and regain back our self-image through validating our own thoughts. Your first thought is God's thought. You know, you are at the traffic light and you are supposed to make a right and you make a left. Use your God mind. We are all different expressions of the same reality, one reality, but we are having a complete and different expression, our own unique expression. The tree, the pencil, the wooden table, and the piece of paper are all the tree, but they are having their own experience. The pencil is having its own experience as the tree. The wooden table is having its own experience as the tree. The piece of paper is having its own experience as the tree. But they are different expressions of one reality. They are having their own unique reality, as you are having your own unique reality separate from me. So please experience your reality in its own uniqueness. Return that power back to yourself. This is your world. You are the operator of it. Stand on your square and be the generator, the God. Be the operator. Live in it and be the destroyer of those other realities that are trying to imprint on you. Use your own mental womb to birth the ideas and the desires that you want. I leave this message with you, family. Peace. We'll be back again.